Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most loving and humble salutations at the lotus feet of our Divine Lord and Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected guests, revered elders and Balvikas gurus, my fellow Balvikas alumni and the students of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas, the participants of this convocation, and all those who are witnessing this unique benediction ceremony online over the internet, loving Sai Ram to all of you and a very warm welcome. This unique benediction ceremony, dear brothers and sisters, coincides, as we all know, with the golden jubilee year of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas. The mesmerizing chanting of the Vedic hymns, which we just heard, was offered by the students of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas from the states of Odisha, Sikkim, Bihar, and Manipur. And the beautiful rendition of the band was offered by the Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School Band, Alike. At the outset, I take this opportunity on behalf of all the alumni and students of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas to offer our sincere gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan for giving us this blessed opportunity and privilege of being the students of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas. Balvikas ka ye upahar, hum par sai tera upkar, vritha guzar jata ye jivan, garna ye siksha milti, jivan ki nazuk kali sai phool kabhi na banti. Dear Bhagwan, we express our deepest gratitude to you for giving us the true education for life in the form of Balvikas, without which the sapling of our lives would have never blossomed. Way back in 1969, when the seeds of Balvikas were sown by Bhagwan, expounding the motive behind the Balvikas, Swami declared, "The Balvikas is the primary basis of the great movement to restore dharma in the world." What technology did Swami prescribe for achieving this? When I use the word technology, many of you might be recalling that Swami used to ridicule technology by calling it as tricknology. But yes, let me tell you, he did prescribe making use of IT. And yes, when I say IT, I am not referring to the information technology, which everyone you would be wondering. I am referring to the most important prescription, the royal prescription from Bhagwan, that is individual transformation. And this wand of transformation that we have always have as a part of this benediction ceremony symbolizes this individual transformation that Balvikas aims to achieve in the young minds. For as Bhagwan said, it is only individual transformation that can lead to global transformation. As we are celebrating the golden jubilee of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas, to mark these celebrations, we would now have a presentation of the golden jubilee song in Hindi, which is going to be offered at the lotus feet by the Balvika students of Delhi, Maharashtra, and Goa.
सत्य धर्म और शांति प्रेम से मिला अहिंसा का गहना कोमल मन ने सीखा प्रभु से प्रेम की धारा से जुड़ना सत्य धर्म और शांति प्रेम से मिला अहिंसा का गहना कहानी और गीतों से अर्थ सत्य का समझाया गुरुवर बनकर आए तरुवर शीतल प्रेम की दिछाया भजन कहानी और गीतों से अर्थ सत्य का समझाया
Thank you for such a mesmerizing rendition of this beautiful song. It is my privilege now to call upon Sri Nimish Pandya, the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India. He is an attorney by profession and has been deeply associated with the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas and its furtherance for the past more than four decades and has been serving the divine mission by his active association with the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations since then. I now invite Sri Nimish Pandya to address this august gathering.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, on behalf of all present here and all the gurus and Balvikas children, students from all over the world, I pray to Bhagwan to continue to shower his blessings and grace upon every individual guru, student, alumni, their families, and for generations to come with his benign blessings and grace. Most respected Bhagwan, my colleagues on the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, my fellow state presidents, members of the National Council, vice presidents, district presidents, samiti conveners from all the states of India. Indeed, a very heartfelt gratitude to all of you for being involved in this beautiful movement of Bal Vikas for more than 5 decades. We congratulate all of you on this beautiful, auspicious occasion. I also take this opportunity to thank and pay our gratitude to all the Bal Vikas gurus who have been gurus for the last 50 years, who have relentlessly, by the sheer faith that they have in Bhagwan and the love that they have for the children, who have continuously sustained this movement for 5 decades. My pranams to all the Bal Vikas gurus who have been associated with this. And this cannot happen without the great vision of the Divine Master himself. My earliest memories, when I used to come to Prashanthi Nilayam, on those beautiful days when this place was full of sand and Swami used to walk with his tender feet on the soft gravel, coming to each one of us. And the only thing that he religiously did, wherever he saw a small child with a slate and a chalk, he used to go there, pick up the slate and the chalk and write the beautiful Omkaram and give the slate back. Brothers and sisters, that is the beginning of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas by the Master himself. By the simple act of picking up a little child, a slate and a chalk and writing Om, he transformed the entire education system of the world by this one simple act of his writing Omkaram on the slate. Bhagwan, from his sojourn on earth, unfolding his mission, the closest to his heart was to ensure that this system of education must change. As my brother Brijesh mentioned, it was a saga of beginning of internal, personal transformation, individual transformation. Bhagwan did not want big clarion calls to be made from the stage. As a true master, he himself started the process of writing Omkaram on the plates and starting the process of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. And look at the dedication and love and the passion with which Bhagwan did this. Right from those days when he started writing the Omkar, he started calling children to him. And we remember the earlier days, though Bal Vikas rallies used to be beautiful things. There used to be a beautiful center park here and a Ganesh temple in the center. Swami used to stand in front of the Ganesh temple, and those days there was no facilities. But hundreds and thousands of Bal Vikas children used to march in front of Bhagwan, and Bhagwan used to stand there for hours blessing every row of children that went by. And those lovely songs of those days, Hum Sai Gurukul Ke Chhatra Hai, Kal Ke Shur Sipahi, are songs which still rung and they are sort of ringing in the ears of people who have been there. Amazing has been the history of Bal Vikas. I must mention here those great devoted, dedicated gurus whom Bhagwan had picked up personally to groom them to continue the mission. And I remember very fondly, and I'm sure I don't remember all the names because I also came much later on. But I do remember the names of Srimati Sarla Shah, Mani Amma, Vidya Srinivasan, Kamala Padmanabhan, Sita Lakshmi Garu, Kalyani Sundaram, and Shanta Divakar. And also many, many more names which probably I do not know, and I beg pardon for not saying them, but they're all there. And I cannot forget the great role Professor Gokak played in scheduling and modeling the whole Bal Vikas program. Professor Rohidikar, Professor Gokak were all people who were involved. Shendulal Shah were all involved in great measure. And my predecessors, the All India presidents who were probably a president before me, have given great effort to push the movement forward as far as the Bal Vikas thing is concerned. All I can say today is that Bhagwan, you are the only master that can conduct the Bal Vikas throughout the world. And we offer our gratitude to you today for having given us this opportunity to be your instruments to continue this thing. Dear Bhagwan, please keep on guiding us. Forgive us our trespasses, forget our mistakes. But please keep us at your lotus feet and never ever keep us away from this opportunity to be the instruments of Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas for another 100 years, for another 1,000 years, as people may come and go to transform the world. I have no hesitation in saying that the only education that can bring happiness, peace, joy on this earth is the education of Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas. This has changed the dimension of parenting. Parenting now is no more a selfish issue of a mother and father who give birth to a child. Parenting now is a loving responsibility of every human being who loves Bhagwan. Wherever you see children, whoever you are, start the Bal Vikas is what Bhagwan's mandate is. Every home to become a Bal Vikas, every mother to become a Bal Vikas guru, every child to become a Bal Vikas child is the mandate that our master has given, and that is the promise that we need to offer at the Divine Lotus Feet today on the occasion of the Golden Jubilee. Parenting is an expansive thing. All children are ours. It is our duty to become examples to our children and lead the path and show them the way forward. I remember many times in my interaction with Bhagwan, Bhagwan used to always point out and say, so many children, how many years? And many gurus used to falter, Swami, we have 10 gurus in my class, children, we have 20. Bhagwan used to say, no, all children are yours at all times and you are the parent for everyone. If the Divine Master is the mother and father of all humanity, then each one of us have to emulate to become that expansive in our vision and love our children to that extent, brothers and sisters. Today, I'm very happy to tell you that for the first time in Prashanthi Nilayam, the maximum number of gurus and children and alumni have assembled on the Golden Jubilee occasion. We are today more than 5,700 people who have assembled here today amongst the Golden Jubilee celebrations. And I must tell you, this is going to keep on increasing year on year because that is the blessing of our Divine Master. You'll be happy to know today in India, we have more than 15,500 gurus. We have 20,000 centers of Bal Vikas throughout the length and breadth of this country. And currently, we have more than 350,000 students studying in the Bal Vikas program. And you can imagine, if this is the count of this year, we have spent 50 years. More than 50 to 60 lakh children have passed over the last 50 years. The golden age of Bhagwan is already spread in society with 50 lakh children in different aspects of society. We are only waiting for that golden moment when all these 50 lakh children blossom and come out in society. And overnight there will be a change from all negativity to positivity. And that is the promise and blessing of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, to continue the momentum of the 50 years, we have just yesterday inaugurated the new Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas website. And now to gather this 50 lakh people together on one platform, what I wish to do and announce today is that we are starting a movement called I Love Bal Vikas hashtag. And we are calling upon all the students, wherever they are in the world, to register themselves on this I Love Bal Vikas hashtag website. And that will start today. I wish that everyone in the world, please register on this. The details will be flashed on the Sri Satya Sai website, or the national website. And I will request the international counterparts of mine to push this hashtag there also. And all the state websites will have this in a few days. And you can start registering on this. With these few words, I must acknowledge today that we are very privileged to have two very important guests with us. One is the Honorable Speaker of the Assembly of the State of Himachal Pradesh, Sri Bindal, who is with us today. A big round of applause for him, brothers and sisters. And yes, I also have with me today another great devotee of Bhagwan, the Honorable Education Minister of Thailand, Dr. Terakesan Judo, whom I call him very lovingly, Dr. Judo. He's been a great devotee of Bhagwan for many, many years. I pray to Bhagwan once again to keep us under his shelter, his protection, his grace, his divine blessings, all of us under his umbrella, like Krishna held the Giridhar, the mountain, all of us under the divine mountain of Bhagwan. We continue together, pray to Bhagwan, do our sadhana, and pray to Bhagwan that we all go further to the sanctuary of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba's Bal Vikas program. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for those profound and inspiring words, which I'm sure must have struck the chord of every heart. Dear brothers and sisters, we are now going to witness yet another landmark occasion which is going to be inscribed in golden letters in the history of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. As we all know and must have read and heard, Swami proclaimed, education is the bank on which every nation draws a check when in need. In the context of modern education, in his own inimitable style and words, which cannot be more perfect, he further decreed, chivalry of speech has increased, chivalry of deeds has disappeared. Life is laden with false vanities. Money has become our God. Pride has become our creed. Selfishness sits supreme in Buddha's seat. Egoism has become our fashion. Greed has become our beauty. Dharma has come to naught. Compassion has sunk low. Moral fervor is lost. Hypocrisy has become the light of our life. Love and kindness lie sick and diseased. Modern education has blinded men with lust. Life has become a burden. Minds have gone astray. Delay no more, for delay is disastrous. Fuse morality with education in sweet harmony. These words, dear brothers and sisters, precisely highlight the complementary role that Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas plays in the world of modern education today. And in recognition of this continued, indispensable contribution, and as a tribute to the divine mission, the Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communication and Technology, Government of India, has released a postal stamp with the Bal Vikas logo on it to commemorate the golden jubilee of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. While thanking the department for this kind gesture, I request Sri K. Chakravarti, trustee and chancellor of Sri Satya Sai, trustee of the Central Trust and chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning, Sri Prasad Rao, trustee of the trust and secretary as well, Dr. Judo Sri Rajiv Bindal, the All India President, Sri Shyam Sundar, Sri Jagannath Prasad Rao, and Sri Nagesh Dhakappa, to release the postal stamp and offer the same at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord. Now have the honor of inviting Sri Rajiv Bindal, who is the Honorable Speaker of the Vidhan Sabha of Himachal Pradesh. He is one of the most appreciated speakers in the country, creating an atmosphere of love and brotherhood during the sessions of the Vidhan Sabha, maintaining a disciplined and a ruling classroom in the Himachal political arena makes him one of the most likable political figure of this time. An eloquent speaker, a compassionate member of the society and an empathetic person, Sri Bindal is a person apt for today's occasion. Professionally, he is an Ayurvedic doctor who has always been surrendered to work and helping the patients. He has handled various portfolios in the government as a health minister of the state and the mayor of the municipal corporations several times. His latest achievement is the conversion of the state Vidhan Sabha to e-Vidhan Sabha, which is being talked about all over the country. A further conversion of all constituencies to e-constituencies is on the cards all over the nation, and he is the pioneer for this proposal as well. I now request the All India President to kindly initiate the felicitation.
Shri Sai Ram. Golden Jubilee celebration of Bal Vikas. इस मौका पर इस कार्यक्रम में मौजूद श्री निमिष पांडे जी, राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष सत्य साई सेवा संगठन, श्री रत्नाकर जी व अन्य ट्रस्टी साहबान, हिमाचल प्रदेश से श्री श्याम सुंदर जी, डॉक्टर संजय अग्रवाल जी, हजारों की संख्या में आए हुए देश और दुनिया से विद्यार्थीगण, एलुमनाइज जिन्होंने पिछले अनेक वर्षों में बाल विकास के माध्यम से अपने जीवन को अलौकिक करने का कार्य किया है, ऐसे यहां पर मौजूद और विश्व भर में इस कार्यक्रम को देखने वाले सभी आदरणीय भाइयों बहनों, मेरे लिए ये अलग प्रकार का मौका है, अलग प्रकार का अवसर है। मैं पहली बार सत्य श्री साई बाबा के दरबार में आया हूं। और सौभाग्य मिला है बाल विकास की गोल्डन जुबली को अपनी आंखों से देखने का। किस प्रकार से बच्चों की प्रतिभा को विकसित किया जा सकता है, किस प्रकार से अपने जीवन को, समाज के जीवन को आलोकित किया जा सकता है, उसका एक अनूठा और अनकंपेरेबल एग्जाम्पल आई हैव सीन हेयर इन दिस फंक्शन। अगर ऐसा कहा जाए, बाल विकास के 50 साल और 50 साल की छोटी सी प्रस्तुति, द स्मॉल प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ 50 इयर्स, और अगर जी ये कहा जाए बाल विकास यानी राष्ट्र विकास, बाल विकास यानी विश्व विकास, मैं अभी सुन रहा था 1969 सत्य श्री साई, और उन्होंने बाल विकास की लॉ को प्रज्वलित किया, बाल विकास की गंगा का प्रवाह किया, और मैं सुन रहा था कि दुनिया के 50 लाख लोगों तक ये बाल विकास की ज्योति प्रज्वलित हो चुकी है। सच में अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा काम है। ओरिजिनेटेड गंगा, मर्ज इंटू गंगा सागर, और उसका ये विशाल स्वरूप, वट का बीज और उसका वट वृक्ष, ये सब आप लोगों ने अपनी आंख के सामने देखा है। और मैं ये भी सुन रहा था आईटी मींस इंडिविजुअल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, वास्तव में हर व्यक्ति को अलग आना है, अलग जाना है, और उसको अपने जीवन को श्रेष्ठ बनाना है। वो केवल अपने जीवन को श्रेष्ठ बना के समाज के जीवन को श्रेष्ठ बना सकता है। ये शिक्षा, ये विद्या और ये संस्कार हमको बाल विकास के पिछले 50 वर्षों में मिले हैं। मैं ऐसे गुरु के श्री चरणों में प्रणाम करता हूं। सुना है, पढ़ा है, गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर् विष्णु गुरुर् देवो महेश्वरा गुरुर् साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। पढ़ा है, सुना है, रटा है, पर आज यहां साक्षात देखा है, मैं इसे गुरु को नमन करता हूं। ये भारत की वो महान धरा है जहां आप जैसे साधारण मनुष्यों में से भगवान बुद्ध का अवतरण हुआ। सारी दुनिया में जाकर के भारत के ज्ञान को, भारत के धर्म को, भारत की संस्कृति को विश्वविख्यात किया। इसी धारा से महात्मा बुद्ध निकले, तो इसी धारा से भगवान महावीर निकले। अगर दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा प्रवास करने वाले कोई संत रहे तो वो गुरु नानक देव निकले। और संतों की एक लंबी परंपरा के बाद स्वामी विवेकानंद का प्रादुर्भाव हुआ और स्वामी विवेकानंद ने विश्व के अंदर भारतीय संस्कृति को लेकर के, भारतीय धर्म और इस विचार को लेकर के आगे बढ़े। और जिस निष्ठा, जिस लगन, जिस ध्येय के साथ हमारा सत्य बाल विकास ये पिछले 50 वर्षों में खड़ा हुआ है, एक एक शब्द स्वामी विवेकानंद जी के शब्दों को पूरा करता हुआ दिखाई देता है। ये धारा पुण्य धारा, ये धारा महान धारा है जिसे आज मुझे देखने का सुअवसर मिला। मेरे पास शब्दों की कमी, आई एम शॉर्ट ऑफ वर्ड्स टू अप्रिशिएट द वर्किंग एंड ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन डन बाय द सत्य साईं बाबा एंड द बाल विकास प्रोजेक्ट ड्यूरिंग लास्ट 50 ईयर्स। Only and only admires, admires, admires. I would like to say, मेरे लिए सौभाग्य का समय है कि मैंने अपने जीवन के अंदर इतने लंबे समय के बाद एक बेहतरीन समय देखा है। मैं इस समय को प्रणाम करता हूं। एक शब्द यहां लिखा है, लव फॉर ऑल, सर्व फॉर ऑल। मैं अपने जीवन का एक छोटा सा उदाहरण आपके लिए रख करके अपनी बात को समाप्त करूंगा। आफ्टर डूइंग माई मेडिकल ग्रेजुएशन आई वॉज सर्विंग अमंग द ट्राइब्स ऑफ झारखंड, 4 ट्राइब्स। We were collecting some medicines, we were collecting some donations in Jamshedpur area. I came across a time when Rotary Club arranged a big gathering for me to collect the donations. I was new for the area, I haven't seen such big gathering. मुझे अपने कार्यों का व्याख्यान करना था कि मैं कैसे वहां वनवासी क्षेत्रों में आदिवासी क्षेत्रों में काम करता हूं। मैंने लगभग एक घंटा तक उनके बीच में अपनी वो बात रखी और वो इतने प्रभावित हुए, उन्होंने बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में डोनेशंस हमको दी, हमारा सेवा का काम वो आगे बढ़ने लगा। मैं घर में गया, हिमाचल में गया, पिताजी के पास गया। पिताजी ने मुझसे पूछा कि क्या विशेषता है। मैंने पिताजी से प्रश्न किया कि मैं ऐसे ऐसे बहुत सारी बड़ी गैदरिंग्स में गया, उनसे बात की और बहुत डोनेशंस मिली, हमारा काम आगे बढ़ रहा है। मैं छोटी सी उम्र का, 19-20 साल का, और मेरे पास कोई ज्ञान भी नहीं है, पर इतना प्रभाव क्यों है। आज मुझे यहां समझ में आया जो मेरे पिताजी ने मुझे बताया था, कहा जब तक तुम निष्काम सेवा करते रहोगे उसका प्रभाव जीवन में इसी प्रकार रहेगा। जब निष्काम सेवा बंद कर दोगे तो तुम्हारी वाणी का प्रभाव सर्वथा समाप्त हो जाएगा, और लव फॉर ऑल, सर्व फॉर ऑल, यही वो ज्ञान है जिसके कारण ये विश्व आगे बढ़ सकता है, मेरा देश आगे बढ़ सकता है, मानवता आगे बढ़ सकती है। मुझे आप सब लोगों के चरणों में वंदन करते हुए श्री सत्य साई भगवान को प्रणाम करना है। धन्यवाद।
Thank you, sir, for those inspiring, motivating, and appreciative words. Brothers and sisters, we have now reached the most crucial part of today's session, the benediction ceremony for the students who have completed the 9 years course of Bal Vikas and are graduating therefrom. However, there remains an important duty for me to discharge on this glorious occasion of the Golden Jubilee of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Before we initiate that ceremony, it is paying tribute and expressing sincere gratitude to all the Bal Vikas gurus present and past who have embraced the role of guru as a vow of their life and have worked relentlessly to shape the Bal Vikas children into embodiments of human excellence. On this occasion, I am reminded of a verse from the famous poet saint Sant Kabir Das. He said, Sab dharti kagaz karun, lekhani sab van rai, sat samudra ki masi karun, गुरु गुण लिखा न जाए। इफ द इंटायर लैंड मास ऑफ दिस अर्थ इज यूज एज अ पेपर, द वुड्स ऑफ ऑल द फॉरेस्ट एज द पेन, एंड द वॉटर ऑफ द सेवन सीज एज द इंक, इवन देन द ग्लोरी ऑफ गुरु कैनॉट बी रिटन कंप्लीटली। We can therefore only express our gratitude towards them, and let us express it by one of its kind thunderous applause befitting their indelible and irredeemable contribution in molding the character of lakhs of Bal Vikas students over the past 50 years. I now invite Dr. Savita Agarwal to conduct the benediction ceremony. Dr. Savita Agarwal is a medical doctor by profession. She is also the education coordinator for the state of Himachal Pradesh and a member of the National Council for Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I now call upon the candidates who are eligible for the diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education to stand up in their places. Kindly join your hands and repeat after me. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my thought, word and deed conduct myself with righteousness and upright character. I will to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity love and serve my parents. I will endeavor to lead my life on the principle that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love. And thus, broaden my heart to lovingly embrace the whole mankind as one family. In this manner, I shall support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality, and spirituality in everyday life. Jai Sai Ram. Please be seated.
Dear brothers and sisters, all of you who have been conferred and have graduated from Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, as a fellow Bal Vikas alumni, I welcome you all to the fraternity of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. I'm sure that these moments would be inscribed forever in your memories. You have received over these 9 years the knowledge and education for life. That is the master key for all locks that you are going to face in your lives. You now stand at the verge of the stepping stone in the spiritual advancements in your life, which is the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations that would provide you the platform to practice what you have learned as a Balvika student. As Swami says, the knowledge must be skilled into wisdom, otherwise it gets killed. This skilling is only possible by practice through an appropriate platform. I now have the privilege of inviting Dr. Tirakiyeth Jeran Sathishin, Honorable Minister of Education, Government of Thailand, to deliver the benediction address. He is lovingly called as Dr. Judo and is a medical doctor by qualification and a member of the Royal College of Physicians, United Kingdom. He has also served as an honorary senior lecturer and consultant in the child psychology at the Royal Free Hospital, London, and has also been the deputy dean of the Faculty of Medicine, Konkwen University, Thailand. He is the joint founder of Sri Satya Sai School in Thailand and has immensely contributed to research on child development while also authoring many books on the subject. He is one of the blessed individuals who have been selected and personally guided by Bhagwan on many occasions. Dr. Judo.
Pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, we are all very fortunate. There's never been a time to be alive and to be born. There's no better time than now. We are at the most holy place in the world. We must not forget that Swami has said that nobody can come here unless he wills. So he may give you the appearance of you doing it on your own to come here, or you are invited, but we are all here because he wants us here. And he said he calls those who are ready. And of course there's different levels of readiness. But we are all ready to do his work. And don't underestimate yourself. Over 20 years ago, he told me here that I would be a minister. And who on earth would believe that you'd be given this job? And here you are. So, when Swami wills something, it will succeed. I like to share with you that what I have learned at his feet. In fact, 2 months ago, I was at the Asian Summit of Education in Delhi with other ministers of education in Asia. And I told the gathering that I owed my education of my soul to India, to Sri Satya Sai Baba. In fact, Swami says education must be for life, not only for living. He says that birds and bees do not need education to be living. To be living, you don't need education. But you need education for life. What sort of life that is worth living? That would be called human life. The sole purpose of education, now if you talk to educators around the world, if they really know what education is to make us human. Animals, dogs, birds, they're driven by instincts. They don't need education. When they want to eat something, their instinct leads them to eat something. But when you want to eat something, we humans have the ability to ask, is it right? Is it good? Should we eat this? Should we do that? Ought we to do that? So the word should or ought only belong to human caste. And what should we do? Plenty of advice abounds. You go anywhere, people will like to advise you to do this and do that. And as a minister of education, I have been given a lot of advice by people about education reform. People would come to tell me, you do this and you do that. But I only listen to my master, that is Swami. In fact, it's very strange. I was brought here. In fact, I come here more often as a minister than as a devotee when I was younger. Every now and then I would have looked at my calendar and find some space on weekends that I would escape Thailand and come here quietly. And the reporters and journalists often ask me, where have you been? I said, I go to India for peace of mind, which is correct. This is Prashanti Niliyam. For peace of mind. So one time Swami asked me, what do you do? I said, I'm a doctor. He said, what sort of doctor are you? I said, I'm a child psychiatrist. He said, oh, child psychology, do child education. That is better. And then he asked me, how many types of knowledge are there? So I thought I was a good student, so I remember previously what he said. I said, 5, Swami. He said, correct. What is the highest type of knowledge? Then I remember, I said, practical knowledge. He said, correct. How do you get to practical knowledge? Then I was carried away. I thought now I have done 2 correct answers. So I said, by putting into practice. He said, it's wrong. Now you listen to this carefully. Practical knowledge. He said, how you get to practical knowledge? He said, by discrimination. By discrimination. Then he just covered a whole range of 5 types of knowledge. He said, one starts with bookish knowledge, when we read books. But bookish knowledge only leads to superficial knowledge. Superficial knowledge must lead to general knowledge. And general knowledge must lead to discrimination. Discrimination knowledge. And then that discrimination knowledge must lead to practical knowledge. This is what he said. Before you do anything, before you put into practice, before you practice anything, you've got to ask, is it good for me or if it's wrong for me? But he said that is still not good enough. There must be fundamental discrimination. Is it good for all or is it bad for all? By fundamental discrimination, only through that we will lead to practical knowledge. Then I ask Swami, when will the world change? He said, when man's mind change. Then being a psychiatrist, I asked him, Swami, how can we transform the mind? We are talking about transformation. He looked at me as if I was asking, I thought maybe a very silly question. He said, very easy, very easy. So you don't need to go very far. He said, very easy to transform the mind. I've never heard of how easy it is to transform the mind from my professors of psychiatry or psychology. He says it's very easy to transform the mind by discrimination. Before you do anything, when the thought arises in your mind, just ask yourself whether it is good for all or bad for all. Is it right or is it wrong for all? Then the mind will be transformed. That's what he says, very easy. So when you transform the mind, you raise the level of consciousness. This is how you transform the mind. You step out of the mind, check whether what arises in your thought is correct or not. In fact, this is what Swami summarized about the 3HV. He said when the thought pops in your head, before the hands act on the thought, put the thoughts to be approved by the heart first. The heart. Only when the heart approves of the thoughts, then the hands should act. So that is the meaning of the 3HVs, the harmony of thoughts, words, and deeds. So one time I was a little bit silly, so I said, Swami, how about those who have bad thoughts, bad words, and bad deeds? Are they human? Because they are in harmony of all bad. Swami said, yes, 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 there are people like that. Avoid them. So, for Swami, the teaching is very simple, because in this Kali Yuga age, he said, we don't have much time. So we have to go to the essence of all the knowledge. Bal Vikas, although is a few hours a week, but it is probably the most important aspects of the child's life. Because those few hours a week on weekends are education for life. And we must teach kids not to neglect their worldly study as well. Because we can get easily carried away by thinking if we just go to Bal Vikas alone, the world will be okay, at peace. Yes, the world is at peace. But you need worldly knowledge as well to work, to be living in this world. One time I was naive. I thought that, you know, when you have enlightenment, then everything would be fine. You would be omniscient. You would know everything. So basically, you don't need to study much. You just get enlightened, and then that's it. So I asked Swami, did the Buddha know engineering? He said, worldly knowledge is necessary. Common sense comes before divine sense. So we need all this to carry out the mission of the avatar. As I said earlier, we are here to be with him. But he just doesn't want to call you just to have a look at you. And that's it. He wants us to be part of his mission. Mission of education. And in this mission, we have to be working very hard. Just remember the essence when the avatars, the previous avatars came. Rama, Krishna, they had to kill somebody, Swami said. But now, Swami said if we had to do the way Rama and Krishna did, he would have to kill everybody. Because badness is all around. In fact, talking about badness or, you know, the problems in the world. You know, Swami said, we don't understand education. We think education equates to getting a degree. So when we get to bachelor degree, he said you get B.A.D. bad. And then we aspire to get master degree. Then we get M.A.D. We become mad. So one time I was speaking here in year 2000, in his presence, then I said, Swami, when people get to PhD, that's what they want. They get permanent head damage, PhD. And I looked at Swami and in fact he was laughing. It actually was true. Then after that, he called me and he said, you know, what is the end of education? I said, the end of education is character. I remember this. Then he said, okay, what is the essence of education? The essence of education is, then I didn't know. He said, the essence of education is concentration. In fact, if we strip everything else of education, all are peripheral. If we get to the essence of education, which is concentration. Concentration on what? On what is the most important thing in our mission. And the most important thing in our mission is to remember Swami and then work. Don't do the other way around. Don't do the other way around. The Gita, the Ramayana have taught us just one single phrase. Remember me and fight. Here we don't need to fight anybody now. We need to fight ignorance through education. We don't need weapons. The greatest weapon is education. That's why this is the most important task, to fight. But remember me first. That's what Swami said. Oftentimes we go and fight first and remember him later. And then we regret. I'd like to end by sharing with you probably the most important teaching I have received from the Master. So remember me and fight and be detached from the fruits of your action. One time he taught me, you practice detachment. In my mind I thought, you know, to give up the world. In fact, I used to tell him, Swami, I'd like to give up my private practice when I was practicing as a doctor. He said, no. And he said, this is, money is important. So he said, you know, what is detachment? Detachment is deep attachment to God. And then a few days later, he asked, you know, what is attachment? And then he said, attachment is detachment from God. Detachment is deep attachment to God. So what does it mean by deep? Deep has two qualities. One is the intensity. The other is the continuity. So if you have deep attachment to God, that means if you have the intensity and the continuity, the uninterrupted attachment to Swami, your fighting, your work will succeed. Jai Sai Ram, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Minister, for those words of wisdom. Your words refreshed in my heart the lessons that I learned as a Balvika student. We all remember, and I'm sure we do, the famous quote that we learned in Balvika student, as a Balvika student. The end of knowledge is wisdom. The end of culture is perfection. The end of wisdom is freedom. And the end of education is character. And then Swami says again, if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if character is lost, everything is lost. So we now have the last round of this session, which is the Achievement Awards distribution. And these would be awarded to awardees who have excelled in life, not merely by virtue of bookish or the worldly knowledge, but by holding fast to the virtue of character that they earned through the spiritual knowledge gained in the informal Balvikas classes under the tutelage of Balvikas gurus. And I now request Sri K. Chakravarti, trustee of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and the Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and the All India President, along with Sri Prasad Rao, to kindly do the honors. On the other hand, I call upon Sister Vibhuti Rao from Madhya Pradesh and Brother Soham Patnaik from Odisha to take charge of this awards distribution ceremony and introduce the recipients.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I now welcome Shri Sai Krishna Nadipalli. At the tender age of 3 years, Swami with his divine hands performed his Akshar Abhyasam here in Puttaparthi. Currently working in the Honeywell Technology Solutions Bangalore, Brother Sai Krishna is associated with the Sai Gitanjali Samiti, JP Nagar. He regularly dedicates his weekends for service activities at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Trai Vrindavan, Gokulam Canteen, and the Karnataka Book Trust. Please give a warm welcome to Sri Muddigonda Sai Ramakrishna, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Hyderabad. He is currently working in the capacity of Director, Marketing at Promex Parama Private Limited. He not only had the great fortune of working under the direct supervision of Swami, he had the golden opportunity to play tabla during the birthday music program of Bhagavan. Brother Ramakrishna presently is a part of the national team of the All India President Office of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, India, handling press and media. I now call upon Kumari Vanapalli Sri Vidya, an artistic prodigy in the field of classical dance forms like Kuchipudi, Bharatnatyam and Bihu, who is equally proficient in Carnatic vocal and violin. She was nominated by the state of Andhra Pradesh for National Bal Shri Puraskar 2016. She has participated in several national level performances and is a proud recipient of awards like Chiru Nartanam for Doordarshan and Vizag Top 10 Talent Awards. The next awardee, Brother Adityanath Jha from Bihar, is a result-oriented professional with research experience in environmental and... Sairam. Please welcome Sister Rama Sampath of Mumbai. A Bal Vikas Guru since 1984, she had the great fortune of being conferred her diploma degree in value education by the divine hands of Bhagavan. Currently serving as manager, Corporate Communication Department, NABARD, her love and compassion for the cause of stray animals is an inspiration for one and all. Sister Rama is also a faculty member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Value Education, Mumbai, and also is the editor of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas magazine. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and a loving Sai Ram to all elders and brothers and sisters present here. Now, I would like to call upon Sister Dr. Devi Rajgopal, a student participant of the summer course in Indian Culture and Spirituality in 1977. Presently, she is the Joint Bal Vikas Coordinator for the state of Mumbai Metro Region, a diploma holder in value education from the Indian Institute of Value Education, Thailand, a faculty member of the Institute of Value Education, Mumbai, professionally a PhD in applied biology. Next, we have with us Sister Purnima Dinanath Kamath. She hails from the state of Mumbai Metro Region, has trained slum children in English on behalf of Akansha Foundation, a Bal Vikas Guru since 1981, that is, for the last 37 years. She has helped in conducting Bal Vikas Guru training across Maharashtra for the last 20 years. She has been doing Prashanti Seva since the last 15 years. Next, we have with us Sister Dr. Savitri Vasudev Baikampadi. She joins all of us from Maharashtra. Currently holds the position of Principal Investigator, Department of Cardiology at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Bangalore. Moreover, she offers free medical services through Ayurveda. Has been awarded Sri Samman Puraskar for her valuable contribution in Ayurveda in 2017. Also, she participated as a panelist in summer course in 2017 at Prashanti Nilayam. Now I request Brother Dr. Sanjay Kumar Mukundbhai Vakil to join us, who is Principal HA College of Commerce, Ahmedabad. He has been conferred with the Jewel of India Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Education in 2011. Eminent Educationist Award in 2011 by the International Institute of Education and Management. He has received an award for being recognized as the best principal in higher education in 2018. He has also participated in Prashanti Seva, bhajans, and conducts youth awareness programs and campaigns. Next, I request Brother Shai Shravanam to join us, who is a skilled musician, music producer, sound designer, and entrepreneur, winner of Sangeet Natak Academy Yuva Puraskar in 2018. His versatility has fetched him commendable recognition as a sound recordist for the Oscar Academy Award winning film Life of Pi by 20th Century Fox. He has also won the Child Prodigy Award Ugadi Puraskar for Tabla in 1996. Sai Shravanam. Jai Sai Ram.
At the conclusion of this Excellence Awards ceremony, I am reminded of what Swami said about excellence. He said, excellence is not doing extraordinary things. Excellence is doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. He further said, it is not doing one thing 100% better. It is doing 100 things at least 1% better each day. With these words, dear brothers and sisters and the recipients of the award for excellence, I wish you all the best and pray that you further excel in your life on the path shown by Bhagwan. Brothers and sisters, this brings us to the close of this memorable session, which would be concluded with bhajans to be sung by the students and alumni of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas and offering aarti to our beloved Lord and Master. Jai Sai Ram.
I know. Gopal, 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 Gop Shri Sai Krishna Nadi Pallavi. Sukhino bhavantu. बाबा जी की जय।
ॐ साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
Till now you were listening to the live proceedings from Sai Kulwant Hall, Prashanthi Nilayam. We now take you back to our regular program schedule.